This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Okay, thank you very much. I almost hate to start the show. I'm watching this guy kill everybody here on Dragon Slayer. Welcome to Starcade. We're backstage, as you can see. They're warming up for today's big match. One of these two players is going to have the opportunity to win their very own video arcade game. You guys ready? Hate to take you away, Bob. Let's go play Starcade. Here we go. All right, here we are. Boy, I think we have a couple of really good players here today in Starcade. Let's meet them right now. Your name?
Sabrina Britschke.
Sabrina, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm 12 years old. I go to St. Pius School, and I'm a cheerleader for the school.
You're a cheerleader. Can you do a cheer for us?
Sure.
Okay.
P-O-P-E-W-E-R. We've got power. Woo! Shamrock power. All right.
All right. Terrific. Thank you very much. Good luck to you, Sabrina. Let's meet your opponent now. Your name is?
Bob Lai.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Fine.
Good. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm studying broadcasting at San Francisco State, and I have a number of hobbies, one of which is magic. Ah. And if you don't mind, I'd like to do a trick for you.
No, go ahead. Holy mackerel. That's really something. You want to see me do a trick?
Sure.
Okay, see that quarter?
Yes.
You do see it?
Yes. Got a good imagination.
Well, that sort of blew my line. Forget it, Bob. I didn't think you'd see it. I was going to say I made it disappear too soon, but as long as you saw it, there's nothing I can do with it.
Sorry about that.
Okay, Bob. All right. I know what I want to ask you. You got some fantastic score in Star Wars. Tell me about that.
Well, I was playing Star Wars, and not too many people know that if you go down the trench using the Force, which is not shooting at anything in the trench, you get a bonus. And on the fifth wave, it's 100,000 points. And I've done that several times.
Terrific. Okay, looks like we have a couple of good players here. Now, as you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games. And one of you is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. Today, it is Joust. Oh, boy. Would that be nice to take home? You guys shake hands, and let's go play Starcade. And while they're doing that, Kevin's going to tell us about the five games they'll be dealing with today. Kev?
Jeff, survival of the fittest is the Starcade Challenge, and today's lineup is no exception. First, Blaster, and survival is everything in this game. Next, it's Q-Bert, a happy hopping creature. Astron Belt, this game is truly awesome. Next is Super Astro Fighter, where the aliens galore and more. And finally, Stargate, zap the city in its blackness. Jeff?
Okay, a couple of good games. I have my initials in a couple of those games up there, so it'll be fun to see how well you guys do. Okay, both of you had a chance, of course, to play these games before today's show. One of them, as you know, is a mystery game. If you pick it in the first three games, a valuable prize is automatically yours. And Kevin, right now, is going to tell our home audience what it is. Kev?
Our mystery game is Blaster.
That's the mystery game. Here's the question. First one to buzz in gets to answer it. Answer correctly, you pick the first game. Hands on buzzers. In Galaga, on the first screen, where did the second wave of alien bees enter from? A, the left, B, the right. Bob.
The left.
The left is right. Well, the right is left. All right, the left. So you picked the first game. What do you want to play, Bob?
Astron Belt.
Astron Belt. All right, that's an interesting game. Astron Belt it is. Kevin, explain Astron Belt.
Good choice, Bob. This game is truly awesome. Laserdisc technology puts you in the cockpit of a space fighter whose mission is to seek out and destroy alien enemies bent on taking over the Earth. Your journey will take you from spacey encounters to low-flying experiences. Prepare for the challenge of Astron Belt.
Okay, Astron Belt it is. Now, Bob, this is one of the games I have my initials on, so we'll be watching to see how good you are.
Okay.
All right, now you use your magic and see if you can get yourself a high score. You'll have 50 seconds to play. Ready? Get set. Play. Good fire. second. Whoa, you gotcha. They come by pretty fast. Seconds. Oh, they got you again. 10 seconds. $3,760 is where we froze the score. $3,760. Not bad, Bob. Head on back. Let's see what Sabrina can do here. Okay, Sabrina, he left you a score to shoot at, $3,760. Possible to do better than that. How do you feel about Astron Bill?
Not one of my better games.
Not. It's a lot of fun to play. Just keep firing. There's a continuous fire button, as you and Bob probably know, okay? Ready to go?
Yeah.
Here we go. Ready, get set, play. Good shot. It's not one of my best games. You're terrific.
Thanks.
Congratulations. Bob, you're going to have some competition in the next round. Don't go away. We'll be back in just a second. See who gets to choose the next game here on Starcade. Way to shoot.
Some of the Starcade staff stays at the Altamira Hotel in the hills of Sausalito, overlooking glorious San Francisco Bay. The Altamira featuring honeymoon hideaway cottage suites and garden settings. The grand prize today on Starcade is the video arcade game Joust. Enter into the manly sport of jousting, riding proudly on thy ostrich, toppling thy opponents from thy mounts. It's Joust, furnished by Williams Electronics. And now back to Starcade, here's Jeff Edwards.
Thanks a lot, Kevin. Well, Joust is up for grabs here. Let's take a look at the scores. We played one game, Astron Belt. Sabrina, you have so far 8,090 points. Bob, you have 3,760. Bob, I'm going to tell you something. You better watch out for her.
She's sneaky.
Yes, you picked the game. She said, oh, it's not one of my best games, and knocked everything in sight down. All right, you're in the lead, of course, Sabrina. There's still one more game to play. Total points scored on both games then is going to determine who goes on to play the name of the game board. So if you're ready for another question, here we go. In Donkey Kong 3, the player is spraying the bees to A, protect the flowers, B, make more money. Bob?
Protect the flowers.
Right you are. Okay. You need some points, you get to pick the game. Pick one you can make some points on. What do you take?
Stargate.
Stargate, okay, an old traditional. Let's see what happens with Stargate. Kevin will tell us about that. Kev?
It's you against the UFOs. Only you can save the humanoids. Save four at a time. Take them through the Stargate for big points. Blast your way through or use the smart bombs to destroy all the enemies in sight. Activate the Inviso antimatter cloaking device and you disappear and destroy everything in your path. It's Stargate.
All right, Kevin, thank you. Now, Bob, you picked Stargate, so I presume you're good at it.
Fairly.
All right, can you rescue some humanoids, do you think?
Sure.
Because that's going to give you extra points. And I remind you that it's a little different than the arcade. You only have 50 seconds, so use your Inviso and your smart bombs.
Right.
All right. Looking for points. Here we go. 50 seconds to go. Get ready. Get set. Play. Stargate. 15 seconds. Score is 2,450, if I'm reading that correctly. 2,450. Not bad, Bob. Let's go back there and let's see what Sabrina does. Well, Sabrina, how do you feel about Stargate?
I'm not as good as I was.
Not as good, yeah. Okay, well, we'll find out about that. You know, we don't trust you anymore.
I'm not as good.
All right, well, let's see what happens. Stargate, you have 50 seconds just like Bob did. You ready? Get set? Play. On that, head on back. I think that Bob beat you on Stargate. Whether it was enough or not, I'm not sure. You both had a chance, of course, to play Astron Belt and Stargate. One of you now is going to play for a very special prize, so we're going to total up the scores of both games to see who gets to play the Name the Game board. Sabrina, your total so far is 10,810. Bob, you have 6,210. Caught up a little bit. Not enough, though, so far. Sabrina, come on up. You get to play the Name the Game board. Now, come on right over here. See that little happy face down there? You stand there. Okay. Behind you now, we have the Name the Game board. We're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, we have a great prize for you. You ready to go?
Yeah.
How do you feel about your video games, Sabrina?
I'm better at those.
Okay. Looks like we're in trouble. Turn around. Take a look at the upper left-hand corner. Is that wiping or bubbles?
Bubbles.
Bubbles. Right you are. Next one. Jungle Hunt or Swimmer?
Swimmer.
Swimmer is right. That's two. In the middle, Roundup or The Pit?
Roundup.
Roundup is right. And number four down at the bottom, Scramble or Cobra?
Cobra.
Cobra, you got them all right, Sabrina. Good for you. And you know what that means?
No.
You don't?
Well, I know that I'll get a prize.
Right. And who's going to tell you about it?
Kevin.
Right.
Sabrina, battle your favorite video games in the Bionic Chair. Portable and lightweight, the chair rocks, rotates, and allows back support and total freedom of movement, a futuristic way to play the Bionic Chair.
So you get yourself a Bionic Chair. And we're going to come back and see if Bob can catch up to Sabrina right here on Starcade, and one of them's going to have a chance to win. Shouts. We'll be right back.
Here's the latest video game news from the Starcade Hotline. There are several trains of thought in the video game business. One is that the future is in Laserdisc games like Dragon's Lair, Cliffhanger, and Space Ace. Another is that the future is in high-resolution graphics like Star Wars and Pole Position. And still another is that it is a combination of both of these in games like Astron Belt, Mach 3, and Cube Quest. While the solution is unsure, the attitude is clear. A change is needed to keep the players interested. And that means you can expect to see lots more different and exciting video games in the future, and you can certainly expect to see them here on Starcade. Here's our host, Jeff Edwards.
Thanks, Kevin. Personally, I think the future is in the years to come, but then we'll see, won't we? Sabrina, our scorekeeper, Rob, was so intrigued by your awesome performance this morning, we shorted you some points, okay? So instead of having 10,810 points, you have 10,815 points. Okay? We're all set? This is round two of the big challenge. Only one game left to play. This time, only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we're going to total up all the scores. The top score in all games is going to get a chance to win Joust. So if you're ready, here's your last question. You all set, Bob?
Yes.
Here we go. What is the name of the player in Monster Bash? A, Little Red. B, Running Ned. Sabrina.
Little Red.
Little Red, right you are. Good for you. Okay, the mystery game is yet to be picked. You know the situation. You're several thousand points ahead. What game do you want?
Cubert.
Cubert. Cubert it is. I didn't hear the mystery sound. The mystery game was Blaster. Blaster was a mystery game. A good game indeed. But Cubert is the game we're going to play, and Kevin will tell us about that. Kev.
Cubert is a nosy fellow that hops around changing colors, scoring points as he goes from cube to cube. And he's pursued by Coily, Ugg, and Wrong Way. Lure Coily over the side for points by jumping to safety on the disc. All the green objects are safe to hit, and they add points. But be careful, Cubert could fall off as he tries to change all the cubes to one color. Cubert, he's a bit nosy, but a likable fellow.
Aww. Oh, Cubert. Well, now, how are you at Cubert? We've been asking about every game, and each one you've said, not too good, but you've been great at. How about Cubert?
I'm good at Cubert.
Then Bob may be in a lot of trouble. Okay, Sabrina, Cubert it is. Don't forget, if you lure Coily to his death, it's 500 points for you. If you're ready to go, you'll have 40 seconds. Ready?
Ready.
Okay, here we go. Ready? Get set. Play. Here we go. Oh, gotcha. Oh, fine. There's Coily. Waiting for Coily. Here he comes. There he goes. 10 seconds. $1,125, Sabrina. Nice play. Head on back. Come on up here, Bob. Well, Bob, you got your work cut out for you. She picked Cubert, which is not a high-scoring game, and you got to get some points. You got any special strategy in mind?
Not really.
Not really. Okay, I guess get Coily off of that as fast as you can and move as fast as you can without getting killed. You'll have 40 seconds also. Get ready, get set, play. Coily. There's 500 points for you. And go to there. 15 seconds. Bonus. Okay, 2,400 points. You beat her at her own game, Cubert. Whether it's enough, I don't know. I don't think so. We'll find out as we add up all the points, and we're going to find out who's going to have a shot at taking Joust home. So, Sabrina, your grand total for the day is 11,940 points. Bob, you have 8,610. Sabrina, clearly the winner. Congratulations. Bob, you played a nice game, too. It's nice to have had you here, and we have some nice gifts for you from Starcade, okay? All right, and Sabrina, you're not only a good player, you're pretty smart, too. You picked the right game at the end to make sure you had your win all set. Feeling good about it?
Yep.
Now, guess who has something nice for you for winning for the day?
Kevin.
You're right. Kevin does indeed. Kev?
Sabrina, you've won the Spectre Video SV328, a complete computer system for home and business, featuring 112K of memory, CPM capability, a disk drive, and an expansion box, Spectre Video.
And in just a minute, Sabrina, we're going to find out if you're going to take Joust home with you today. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Starcade. Sabrina is our big champion of the day. Sabrina, you're really a good game player, but now the pressure's on. You have a chance to win Joust, your own video arcade game. There's still two games left unplayed. Blaster's up there, Super Astro Fighter's up there. During the commercial break, we informed you that if you pick Blaster, you'd have to score at least 13,458 points at the novice level. If you pick Super Astro Fighter, you have to score at least 747 points. Those are the average scores of the more than 20 players who play these same games, okay? You reached a decision?
Yes.
Where are you going to play? Astro Fighter. Astro Fighter. Super Astro Fighter is what it is, and that means if you score 747 points or more in 30 seconds, you're going to win our grand prize joust. I'm sure Bob wants to wish you good luck, which he'll do right now, and Kevin will tell us about Super Astro Fighter. Kev?
You're a bird. No, you're a plane. No, Sabrina, you are Super Astro Fighter. Your mild-mannered plane is called upon to defend the Earth from not one, but six aliens, all equally deadly and sinister. Can you do it? Of course, no one beats the Super Astro Fighter, except maybe you, Sabrina.
Well, you need 747 points in 30 seconds. I'm going to give you just a little bit of advice. You get 30 points per ship as you knock them off in the first screen, right?
Right.
All right, now if you have trouble getting that last ship, you can crash into it because you'll have some more fighters and then 40 points per ship in the next screen, so that might help you towards that 747 a little faster, okay?
All right. All right,
now you don't have to follow that advice, but it's just I think that might help.
Okay.
We hope that you take Joust home with you, and if you do, I want to see a big cheerleader jump from you, okay?
All right.
All right, Sabrina, here we go. 30 seconds to play. Get ready, get set, go. Too bad. Oh, they had a little trouble there getting the fire button, but what the heck, you did so well today. Got yourself a computer and some other good things, and you're a great contestant, Sabrina. Nice to meet you. Hope to see all of you here, right here on Star K. We have some really neat games coming up. Don't miss the show. This is Jeff Edwards. Hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.
Some of the Starcade set furnished by RCA. This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.